Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raising Independent Thinkers Show. This show is a space for families who are homeschooling or are thinking about homeschooling. We'll explore alternative teaching methods, federal and state homeschooling laws, and most importantly, this is a platform where families and educators can inspire one another and share ideas on the best practices of child rearing. I am your host, Bathsheba Barber, Montessori educator, teacher consultant, homeschooling coach, owner of Homeschool Guide, LLC, wife and mother of two. Let's get started. Peace, everyone. Welcome to the Raising Independent Thinkers Show. I'm your host, Bathsheba, and I hope you all had a fabulous week. Today is May the 15th, 2022, and I miss you all last week. I celebrated Mother's Day with my family. My daughter Rachel came to visit from Los Angeles, and my husband took us all out to, I think it's now one of my favorite restaurants in Raleigh, North Carolina, called Perry Steakhouse and Grill. They have pretty good food. So me, my son, Sam, and Akeem got to hear all the funny and crazy stories Rachel has experienced so far being in LA. And we had a wonderful time. I really appreciate my family and feel blessed when I get to spend quality time with them. And I hope that you all enjoyed your Mother's Day as well. Mother's Day was always one of those holidays that were a little awkward for me personally growing up before having children. I didn't really have much of a close relationship with my birth mother, and I actually don't have many memories of being raised by her. And sadly, she has passed away, but I do appreciate her life and wish that I had a different experience with her. And as I got older, I realized that I never really felt comfortable calling anyone mom or mommy. I don't know how many of you all can relate, but even those women who acted as a mother figure to me growing up, the words itself always felt foreign to me. But again, I appreciate the woman who birthed me. Her name is Elizabeth, and may she rest in peace. If you have a mom and she's still alive and close to you, make sure you cherish her and show her your appreciation. I think mothers and as well as fathers should be appreciated definitely more than once a year. So as we were at this restaurant, we had a lovely young woman who served us, and she told us how she had a young infant at home. And she talked about the different developmental milestones she was noticing and how time was just flying. And the baby is starting to do things on their own. And I could tell she started to get a little emotional when she talked about how the baby's starting to be more independent. And I think most parents feel this way as our children grow and need less of us. And it made me think how letting go can be a challenge. So today's topic is on letting go. So on our way to the movies this weekend, Akeem asked my daughter, who's now 20 years old, if she's planning on staying in California. And she said with this big smile on her face, very confidently, yes, you know, I love it out there and I plan on being very successful, and I want to stay in California. And although I know, you know, we all make decisions in our lives, hopefully to better ourselves, and we all have dreams. I know I've had my share of dreams, and I want her to follow her dreams. It was a little difficult for me to hear that. You know, having her live on the opposite side of the country has been a little hard for me. It's getting easier, but it's still hard. And I think about things that most parents think about, you know, is she safe? Is she making the right decisions? Is she eating healthy? But then I think about how I raised both of my children to be these independent thinkers. And actually, over the past few days, I started thinking about what happens when we don't let go and when we try to control our children's decisions in life. So this morning, Akeem and I watched an episode from the series Black Mirror, which is on Netflix. And the episode was called Archangel. And the entire premise is about where to draw the line when protecting our children from harm. So it basically is a story of a mother who puts an implant tracker that monitors her daughter's location, her vital signs, and there's a function where she can choose to filter what the child is able to see. So, of course, you know, this mom plays around with the function, thinking she's keeping her child safe, but instead she's really causing the inability for her child to recognize pain or sadness. And because she's filtering out anything bad, the child can't see anything bad, which causes, you know, its own problems. So I won't give away the entire episode, but it's really interesting to see how trying to control our child's every move can affect them. And also how obsessions, particularly the way some parents try to re-experience their own youth through their kids, can have a negative effect as well. So parents who want their child to go to college because they went to college, you know, is just one example of that. So again, I'm talking about letting go. And this episode we watched this morning called The Archangel on the series of Black Mirror. If you haven't seen it, I thought it was pretty good. It was interesting. So growing up in the 80s and 90s, I think children were definitely raised differently. Thinking of my childhood, many people my age grew up outdoors. You know, social media was not even a thing. So we learned how to interact with people that we met close to home, outside. I literally stayed outside until it got dark. Whereas currently we have more children spending more time indoors or attending controlled programs after school. And being a teacher working with families over the years, I've seen an increase of what we call helicopter parents, where there's more anxiety, more people who are, you know, installing webcams inside their home, monitoring screen time. And parenting in general has become more intense. And not to say some of those things are not necessary, especially in the world we're living in today, but I think it's important to find a balance between keeping your child safe and allowing them to make independent decisions and choices, because it is a skill that they're going to need to learn. This also makes me think about, there was a family whose child was in my classroom many years ago. And of course, I won't say names to protect their identity, but I remember this family who I did a home visit for. I used to love doing home visits because it gave me such a good insight on what the child was experiencing. But the home had many gates surrounding each room in the house. And this was because they had several dogs, and the family felt that it was needed to keep the child and the dog safe. And what I noticed while I was there was that whenever the child wanted to explore outside of the room, they had to wait until an adult opened the gate. Now, you may think, you know, oh, I don't see a problem with that. The parents are just trying to keep the child safe. But once the child started school, I noticed a huge lack of impulse control. The child was opening the classroom doors and running off. The child would run away from the group when we were going on walks, and just needed a lot of independent structure where it was more teacher directed and needed more one-on-one. And I strongly believe that it's because this child was so contained at home that he didn't know how to handle certain freedoms. And I realized that when we try to control our children's every move, it tends to backfire on us. So my stepdaughter, Lauren, is learning how to drive. And I remember the feeling I had when my daughter, Rachel, started to drive. And Akeem is actually handling it pretty well, but you know, he has experience in it, so I'm not surprised. But even now, I have to take like a few deep breaths when my daughter Rachel is driving me around. And being honest, I need to work on my overall expressions when I'm feeling anxious about the choices that my kids make and when they're going through different phases in life. Because it can be emotional, but our kids are watching us. So Maria Montessori talks about the different phases of development, which she calls the four planes of development. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about each one of those. Excuse me. Okay, so the first plane is called infancy, and this is the ages between 0 to 6, where the child is absorbing information, soaking up the world, learning as much as they can through their senses, and they are focusing on the desire of physical independence. So they are learning how to use their hands and feet. They're learning how to coordinate their bodies. Okay. And the second plane of development is called childhood, which is ages 6 to 12. And this is when they have the desire for intellectual independence. So they want to, this is the time when they want to think for themselves. And it's important that we support them by refraining from giving them all the answers, but instead allowing them to figure things out for themselves during this phase. Okay, so the third plane is called adolescence, which is ages 12 to 18. Now, during this phase, they have the desire for emotional independence. You know, they want to stand on their own for certain things, and they want to have more control over their life. They're learning what are the things that they believe in spiritually, and learning how to deal with all of the different physical changes that's happening in their bodies. And we can support them during this time by being there, listening to them, really listening to them, and offering support when needed. Because even though you know, our teenagers might say they don't need us. They absolutely do need us. Okay. And the last plane of development she calls maturity. And this is ages 18 to 24. And this is the phase where they have the desire for financial independence. And it's when they're discovering their place in the world and how they can give to the world, which is where both of my kids are right now in that phase. And I think understanding these developmental milestones can really help us support our children and also learn how to let go so that they can successfully be independent. So I hope you all enjoyed the topic. Please subscribe to my website, home-schoolguide.com. If you would like a consultation, you can also go to the website. I consult both families and educators on numerous topics. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at homeschool1@gmail.com. Please stay tuned for another show next Sunday evening and also the Truth Tuesday show with Akeem this coming Tuesday here on Blog Talk Radio and live on YouTube. May prosperity, protection, and peace follow you all week long. Take care, you all.